Pope Benedict XVI today described Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger as a tireless pastor who spent his life proclaiming the gospel. Cardinal Paul Poupart represented the Pope at the funeral of the Archbishop Emeritus of Paris, which took place today in the city's Cathedral of Notre Dame. In his message, the Holy Father reflected on Cardinal Lustiger's unique contribution to the fraternal dialogue between Catholics and Jews and his passionate engagement in the mission of Christian formation. The funeral was attended by over 2,000 faithful from the Archdiocese of Paris, among them French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Charles Collins reports.
Before the funeral of Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger, his cousin led Jewish funeral prayers in his honor, a rare event for a Catholic archbishop. Yet although a Catholic for over 60 years, Lustiger never renounced his Judaism, saying he was born Jewish and remained so, even if that was unacceptable for many. He added that for him, the vocation of Israel is bringing light to the Goyim, which he believed is the purpose of Christianity. From the beginning, he reminded his colleagues of another famous Jewish convert.
Da questo tempo, caro mio, mezzo secolo passato, un uomo che...
Colonel Paul Poupart says on their first meeting, when they were both seminarians, his first words when seeing Lustiger was Paul. He said they immediately spoke about the meeting of faith and culture. Colonel Poupart mentioned how when Lustiger was appointed Archbishop of Paris, many Jewish leaders looked on him with incomprehension, but soon grew to respect him and his work with dialogue. Cardinal Lustiger's views towards Christian-Jewish dialogue was shaped by the Holocaust, in which his mother was murdered.
On peut évidemment lire l'histoire de la famille Lustiger.
In his homily, the present Archbishop of Paris, André Vincroix, said that in looking at Lustiger's family, we can see the logic of the events of the 20th century, which led a Jewish family to be forced from Poland to France and then to witness the murderous persecution of the Nazis. After the funeral, Cardinal Lustiger's coffin was laid to rest in the Archbishop's crypt in Notre Dame Cathedral, with those archbishops who went before him. Inside his casket was earth from the monastery of St. George's Kosiba near Jericho and the Garden of the Mount of Olives overlooking Jerusalem. I'm Charles Collins.